Ohm's Law. Each lesson must add to the next one. We hardly need to push ourselves. It is so important that you start with something you like. It can be anything. Flying kites, planting flowers, feeding squirrels. There are always extras that come alongside, and they change everything. Flying kites and photography will take you to dronography, possibly astrophotography, maybe model building, drone building, custom electronics, satellite engineering. Planting flowers can steal you away to South America. You could be setting up solar or mesh networks for Yawanawa. I think that the only happy thing that feeding squirrels leads to is more squirrels. But perhaps you could become the first person to domesticate them with love and sell them as mini kittens. The world needs mini kittens. Memorizing formulas is very much the opposite of education. It is such an important lesson to be able to freely see relationships in formulas. A simple formula can capture mountains of fascinating research. Sometimes formulas leave out important extras that lead to even more curiosities. One example that comes to mind is the Ohm's Law. You can use the little thing to calculate what resistor you need to light up an LED light. Basically, if you have a 9-volt battery and a little LED light or diode, you can't connect the two together because the 9-volt battery will burn out the 2.3-volt lamp. So you use the Ohm's Law to figure out how much resistance you need to put between the battery and the LED. Then you find the matching resistor in your goodie bag, and voila, you now have a nightlight. Same applies to stepper motors, which are useful in creating custom 3D printers, for example. You put a resistor on the line as not to damage expensive components. You see what the problem is, of course. In schools, they don't teach by means of practical applications. They teach by abstract means, for questionable purposes. Which makes for a curriculum so baffling that we might as well skip it by memorizing it. If teachers gave you a 9-volt battery and an LED light and a box of resistors and began teaching mathematics with love, passion, admiration, fascination, we could trust organized education. But they don't do that. We have to do that. And the curriculum we should follow is already within us. It is all those little things that we are interested in. And like teachers, parents may not be able to understand us either. They won't know how important it is to go from Lego to Lego Technic and then our first breadboard. See, it is all up to us. We have to keep hopping amongst our curiosities to make our way towards wisdom, so that we can become creators, inventors, dreamers, and thinkers. And then, come our retirement, we'll be surely granted an opportunity to become the teachers we wished we had, and write, and teach. And with love and passion and admiration and fascination that we once needed. It is the only way the world can grow. And there is so much growing up ahead of us.